Most of the U.S. Midwest experienced a good weekend of field work potential, at least, and it looks as though this week will still be favorable in quite a few areas. It does appear, though, that there's going to be a little bit of a disruption to farming activity in the western Corn Belt. We have a disturbance that's moving eastward across from the plains and will be in the western Corn Belt today. It will dissipate, though, as it moves further to the east in time. A second storm system will form in the plains as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday, and it will follow the same path, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms into the western Corn Belt once again, and the precipitation will once again fall apart as it tries to move eastward across the Mississippi River. As a result, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt during the early to middle part of this week. Sufficient amounts of rain will occur to disrupt field work, and we'll likely see the moisture increase, topsoil moisture, in support of long-term crop development potential. And places like Iowa, as well as Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, and Wisconsin will all get moisture from these two weather systems, and we'll also see a few areas staying a little bit too wet. Over the weekend, we saw some precipitation of significance in parts of northern Iowa, Mason City, Iowa, picking up on more than 2 inches of rain. But for the most part, the areas that are too wet in the western portions of the Corn Belt are mostly up in Minnesota right now, and we'll probably see that, as well as some areas in Iowa and Wisconsin, continuing to struggle with the moisture surplus for a while. In contrast, it didn't rain across some of the eastern portions of the Midwest, and precipitation over this next 7 days will be rather limited across those areas. Places from Illinois into Ohio and parts of northern Kentucky will either be free of precipitation through a big part of the period of time, or will only see some brief interruptions with light showers expected. The resulting rainfall by this time next week may not be more than a half inch of moisture in some locations, and that means that fieldwork will continue to advance across some of those particular areas. The U.S. Delta and southeastern states will also see relatively favorable conditions with very little rainfall this week and a continuation of warm temperatures. Most of the temperatures in the U.S. Midwest will probably not be quite as warm as some would like to see. Temperatures will actually have a little bit of a cooler bias this week, mainly because of a late-week cool-off that will take place that will force temperatures below average across parts of the region once again. We do expect to see enough precipitation occurring in the western Corn Belt this week to keep fieldwork rather sluggish, but there will be some progress made. And it looks like our temperatures across the majority of the Midwest will still be favorable, I suppose. We'll look for the afternoon highs today across a big part of the region, running primarily in the 60s and 70s. There may actually be a couple of locations in the lower Ohio River Valley that will see temperatures over 80 degrees. Tomorrow afternoon will be cooler. We'll look for highs in the 50s and 60s across most of the eastern Midwest, while 60s and 70s will occur in the west. We'll look for the temperatures across the region as we go into Wednesday afternoon, running still 50s and 60s in the eastern Midwest, but a few more 70 and perhaps a lower 80 degree reading or two will occur in the western portions of the Corn Belt. And then another day or so out in time, we'll see 60s and 70s fairly common across the region, with another couple of 80 degree highs in the south, perhaps on Thursday and or Friday. Well, we do expect to see hard red winter wheat country get an opportunity for some relief this week. Another disturbance, the second out of a series of three, will be impacting the region as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday. This second system will probably not produce much moisture in the High Plains region. The big event for hard red winter wheat country will be this coming weekend, when widespread precipitation may occur, and it'll be the most significant precipitation for some areas that's seen so far this season. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.